Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 8th and the whole week ahead. There's a full moon building up tomorrow, and for you this is your yearly chance to get rid of the demons and slay a few dragons. Over the year, we all collect emotional and psychological worries and baggage and anxieties. And now's the time to ask yourself, what am I worried about? What is holding me back? And once you've identified it, from tomorrow you can get rid. Here's your Sunday stars. The full moon's here, and it's in your 12th house. A sticky house, a difficult house to understand, can make you too overly sensitive and prone to paranoia, neuroses, and even hallucinations. In other words, your imagination is far too enriched. So over the next fortnight, you need to sort out the wheat from the chaff. In other words, the fantasy from the reality. Here's your Monday stars. Later on today, the moon is going to enter your sign and make a delicious aspect to Venus. This is gorgeous. Now, are you an Aquarius who's been thinking to yourself, I need a new look. I need to dress differently. I just need to get myself together. If you are, then from today, over the next 2 to 3 days, is the perfect pitch for you to actually better yourself in some way. Makeover time. And here's your Tuesday stars. Well, there's a barrel of laughs around today. The moon's in your sign, linked to Jupiter. That connection in itself is joyous and happy and very up. Optimism is the name of the game, and positive thinking is the way forward. So if you want to push ahead in certain areas, then use this Moon Jupiter aspect now, because by pulling them together, it means something good is on its way. And here's your Wednesday stars. The moon in your sign, linked to Saturn, your ruler, and Uranus, your ruler, in a good way, puts it all in one cup and it filleth over for you. This is one of those very rare days when I can say, you do what you want. Just make it all about you. Saturn is business, Uranus is your personal charisma. And you put that in one cup and it fizzes. Here's your Thursday stars. The moon now has moved into Pisces. Now that means we're talking money and finance, but I'm worried about the square to Venus, not in a big way, not worried in a big way, but I'm just worried that you might go after things which either don't suit you or you don't need. So in other words, buying a colour that doesn't connect with you. Now the way to connect with colour is through my book, The Art of Astrology. Get that and you'll soon see the colour that's lucky for you. Here's your Friday stars. Mercury and Jupiter together is lovely. It's good for relationships, but I'm talking more about communicating. People of a like mind, being on the same wavelength. If you have someone in your life that you can talk to because you are on the same wavelength, do it now. Because Mercury linking to Jupiter is the perfect energy to communicate with someone and toss around thoughts and ideas and come to decisions.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.